Rob, we're back with episode 46.
46.
It's exciting.
46. That's a lot.
Yeah.
46.
We've done a lot of podcasts.
We've done a lot of podcasts.
Now, I will say that we've broken it up, though, by not doing 46 together. Right. I mean, we've had special guests on. We've had some clients. We've had friends. We've had family, even. I've had family members.
Right.
When is your family coming on the podcast?
I don't. It's a good question.
Does your family even know you're doing a podcast?
I think it was mentioned along the way, but I don't know that they have a lot of interest in listening to it.
Okay. Fair enough.
But we're not really a podcast family.
Uh-oh. Don't say that as we're recording a podcast. That's so funny.
I mean, meaning like...
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
no, my family really listens to podcasts.
Yeah, my family is, dare I say, rife with podcasts. And Rachel and I did a podcast about podcasts. So
that's so meta of you.
Yeah, a podcast about podcasts. So, all right, episode 46, but we're not going to talk about podcasts. We are going to talk about advertising mascots and sort of spokespeople, mascot-y sort of things. Thought a fun little exercise might be to discuss our favorite podcast. Oh my God. Our favorite mascots in advertising. And maybe even we do a special shout out to our least favorite, you know what I mean? What failed and whatnot. Now we did pregame this, you know, a couple minutes before we started recording. Right. But neither one of us, it should be noted that neither one of us took a look at our phones or our computers to Google anything related to
art. No.
So this is straight from our own brains of what we can remember.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Which is kind of interesting. All right. Do you want me to go first? Do you want to go first? Well, how do we want to do this?
I'll just start talking. How about
okay,
that?
Okay. Do it.
Hang on. I slipped away from the microphone for a second.
I know.
To make a note. I had to write a note.
I know. Something just popped in your mind.
So I immediately, I think like a lot, like many people would do, I kind of go nostalgic, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Because a lot of these tend to focus on kids and things like that. So anyway, all of that said, my quick first from the hip answer is I remember distinctly the Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid Man.
From a kid, the Kool-Aid Man breaking through the wall. And we've mentioned Kool-Aid Man before.
We have. It's come up before.
And Kool-Aid Man would break through the wall.
Yeah.
We don't know why he broke through the wall, just because he did.
Yeah.
Here he comes. And I always thought that was a great, fun, just sort of nostalgic character that comes to mind.
And I think he's been both like a real three-dimensional person in a thing, like, and also kind of an illustrated cartoon sort of approach,
I think,
right?
So. I think so. I'm assuming he's still alive and well.
Yeah, I don't drink a lot of Kool-Aid.
I don't drink a lot of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, does Kool-Aid still advertise? This is terrible. It's a podcast about advertising. We don't even know if Kool-Aid still advertises.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, somewhere.
I'm sure they do. They have to.
But not national broadcast television spots anymore. Those
unless
days
you're
are
watching.
All right, so the Kool-Aid Man.
So I like the Kool-Aid Man.
Is an iconic one that came to you.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. All right. What's your first shoot from the hip?
The first shoot from the hip, and you're going to laugh because we have a statue of this a person in the office, but the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Mm.
Yeah, the little white.
Also a round character like the Kool-Aid. They're shaped similar.
But what a strange, like, for whatever reason, when we came up with this idea, I started thinking a lot of food-based things. It seems like a lot of grocery stores and foods and sort of eating, for whatever reason, had mascots for it, right, from a nostalgic perspective. So used to have the great old Pillsbury Doughboy and the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo or whatever he would say. He'd say some type of goofy
poke him in the belly and he'd giggle.
Right. And it was, hey, the crescent rolls and all the different sort of things you bake in the oven and they rise. And I'm assuming he's made of dough, right? I mean, that was his whole thing. And then you kind of, it's, hey, mom and kids are rolling out the biscuits and then we poke the doughboy and he giggles and then we have a delicious breakfast, I guess. It's such a strange, weird thing to think about.
No, but I mean, I think it's anything. Like I had Pillsbury cinnamon rolls this past weekend.
Yeah.
In fact,
yeah,
and that would be part fall under the Doughboy,
totally
brand category.
So I mean, but when we moved into this building, the previous tenant of the building that we're in right now was a food distributor, and they had a giant. No, I shouldn't say giant. What is that thing? 3 feet tall? 2 feet tall?
Probably 2 feet tall.
Yeah, statue of the. It's like a promotional item, right? Yep. And we kept the Doughboy. He's on top of our fridge.
On top of the fridge.
Right now in the office. So that was kind of the first thing that came to mind.
Okay. Well, also food too. So that made me think of Ho Ho Ho.
Ho Ho Ho.
Green Giant.
Oh. Well, that's what's on my note right here is Jolly Green Giant.
The Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah, yeah.
Who stands tall, you know.
Yeah.
He sort of stands tall.
All I think about is asparagus. Yeah. I don't know why. Why is it asparagus or broccoli with the Jolly Green Giant?
I think he also stands for green beans.
Now, is he still a thing? I mean, is the Jolly Green...
I feel like he's still on the packaging.
Yeah.
Like in that stance.
I thought he was cool. I don't know that he made me want to eat vegetables when I was a kid.
No.
But I'm down with the Jolly Green Giant, you know? It kind of says fresh. It feels like we went to the Jolly Green Forest and chopped down giant asparagus trees.
Yeah.
Or something weird, you know?
Well, I mean, I suppose that's why he is standing the way he's standing, is to... Yeah. Imply that you're strong when you eat your vegetables.
Yeah,
but grow strong.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yes. Oh. Yeah, exactly. Green giant. Oh, nicely done.
How about he
was going to be my honorable mention. Jolly Green Giant. Yeah.
How about Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch.
Captain.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yes. A lot of cereals. I mean, cereals all... I mean, it was trying to get kids to ask their parents to buy sugar whatevers, you know? So tons and tons of... A cereal-based little mascots and whatnot.
I have a curveball.
Okay, hit me.
Ugga.
Ugga? Like a sports mascot?
Sports mascot.
Yeah, okay.
Think about all the sports mascots, right? I mean, you've got Harry, who's the one in the character.
Correct.
But then you've got Ugga, who is one of the great mascots.
An actual animal.
In all of football history.
Okay, Woe Tiger. Yeah.
Woe Tiger is right.
I know.
When he almost bit the tiger.
Yeah, yeah. Was that Auburn? It was going after the player? Okay. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's a good one.
All right, who is your any least favorite, like epic failure or just never resonated with you? It doesn't have to be a failure. Just like, ugh, I never really vibe with that.
The one that comes to mind to me is...
I hope it's not the one I picked.
Domino's Pizza.
Oh my God, it is literally the one that I picked.
Avoid the Noid.
The Noid.
Yeah,
that's what I wrote down. The
Noid. To me, that was...
I knew we were going to pick the same one. That's so funny.
The Noid kind of fell flat for me.
Well...
What was the Noid?
Domino's Pizza back in the day had the 30-minute guarantee.
Right.
It was, you're going to order the pizza pre-internet.
Yeah.
Right. And someone's going to bring it to your house in 30 minutes or less. Right. Now, they also had that weird, like, or it's free or it's money off or something or another. Yeah. Right. But then it was like they have to give away pizzas and what, I mean, I don't know. It became a kind of a disaster. Right. So the Noid was everything that prevents you from getting your pizza in 30 minutes. So he was out there in the road, you know, causing havoc, messing things up so you wouldn't get your pizza in time. So Domino's would avoid the Noid, right?
Well, what was he? I'm trying to picture him in my brain. Was he this weird little character?
He was like a little gremlin-looking guy with a big nose, and he was in a red jumpsuit, okay? And I think he had a giant N on his chest like a superhero. Right.
I think he had
like big bunny ear things, but they were red. And he was kind of like a hee 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 ha ha ha, like a crazy running around, like, you know, disaster thing. I can't believe you picked the Noid. That's so funny.
Avoid the Noid.
Yeah, avoid the Noid.
And they ran with that for a long time.
It did. Well, we've got rhyme time, you know. I mean, it rhymes, so we can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
So.
Avoid the Noid.
For me, it just never really resonated. I think And Domino's since then did an entire revitalization of the entire product, not only just the stores, and they dump pizza and it's now just Domino's.
Yeah.
Because you can get like subs and other weird stuff there, right?
Yeah.
And they went through a whole thing where it's, hey, we changed all of our ingredients, we changed the way we made pizza to make a better product. I feel like back then their product was clearly inferior. You know, it just wasn't as good as other pizzas. And so they were reliant on, we get to your house fast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a bad pizza, but we'll get there quick.
But we'll,
you know?
We'll have it there in 30 minutes or less.
Yeah, when the savages are rioting at your house for dinner, you know.
Well, I feel like, I have to go back and look, but they came out with some campaign not that long ago. And the whole thing was bringing back the if you don't get your pizza, the whole thing, I remember watching the spot, and it was like, if you don't get your pizza in 30 minutes, or if we mess up your pizza.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for your pizza.
Yeah.
And in my brain, I was like, well, wow. So you're telling me that if I order your product and you get it to me late or you mess it up, you're going to do something about it.
Yeah. Well, I think the spot you're referencing too was, it was them, it was following up it was almost documentary following the people that were making good on their own blunders, right? So it's like, oh, hi, I'm here to give you your free pizza because we messed up. And they're like, oh, thank you. That's so nice of you.
Let's run an entire spot of us messing up.
Yeah, it seemed very strange to me. I mean,
what?
Hey, I'm a big fan of truth in advertising and boxy but safe and make, you know what I mean? Like, be truthful, right? But that to me,
that's going a little too far.
Agreed.
It's basically saying we're going to mess it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when
exactly.
we do,
yeah,
you bet we're going to make it right.
It's so funny you picked Avoid it's the Noid.
Weird.
Yeah, the Noid does nothing for me. Well, since you went sports mascot, I will throw out another kind of oddball and go with the Roadrunner.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
on 70s Dodges, I believe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I always thought that was an interesting tie-in because Wile E. Coyote, Roadrunner, you know, that type of 1960s cartoon, very clearly geared towards kids. I mean, it's a kids
right.
cartoon, right? I mean, Looney Tunes, that whole deal, right? Yet 10 years later, muscle car Americana extravaganza, right? Big Hemi motors and all that stuff, right? Yet we're using a children's cartoon.
Yeah.
Like in a decal and like literally naming the, it was a special edition Roadrunner edition.
Oh, the you know Roadrunner. What
I mean? Right. I always thought that was interesting. I think it's cool. I mean, looking back
yeah.
on it now, because it's,
yeah.
it's retro, it's nostalgic,
and fast
it's
fast
cool.
and all the things.
But it seemed like, oh, wow.
American.
Yeah. It seemed at the time like, huh, what a weird partnership. Like, yeah, the Roadrunner speed, I get it. It's fast. But it's like a
it
kid's cartoon.
Seem, yeah.
Like it seems
yeah.
weird to stick that sticker on a kick ass Dodge, you know?
I think if we're thinking about, mascots. I don't know if this would technically be a mascot or not.
Yeah.
Probably not. But just campaign thematics, really. The character Mayhem.
Yes.
Is, in my opinion,
fantastic.
One of the best campaigns yeah. in recent memory.
How long's that baby been running for, too?
Oh, years.
I mean, it's
6 years? Six,
yeah.
seven years?
Fantastic casting, too. I mean, that actor.
Absolutely brilliant casting.
Yeah.
He absolutely nails it. And the spots are just so funny.
Well, what's so great,
so
too,
good.
Is he's everything. He is,
yeah.
I mean, you mentioned college football. There's the one where
there's
he's dressed
the game
up.
Day one.
Yeah.
yeah.
But then it's, I'm the Christmas tree. And he's on top of the car talking. I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of great stuff with Mayhem. That's obviously for Allstate. Yeah, that's a great campaign.
That's a great, and there's no end in sight.
No.
I mean, that can just go forever
no.
and ever and
is
ever.
Is that a mascot? I don't guess
know.
So. For purposes of this conversation.
I say that only because he's a character like Mayhem. He has a name, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know who that actor, I don't know what his name is, but that's a good one.
Yeah. He was in some cop show, I feel like, but I can't remember his
that
name.
Sounds
either.
Right.
So
that sounds right.
I'm also a big fan. This is not, specific to a brand or to a campaign, but I always get a good chuckle out of any restaurant that uses an animal serving itself as the mascot of the restaurant. So for example, the barbecue joint that has
with
like
the pig
yeah. that is holding the platter of ribs,
it's
right?
It's cannibalistic.
Yeah.
Weird.
That whole thing has always tripped me out. And you see that more, it's like, oh, it's a chicken is the mascot of the chicken shack. And it's holding like a big thing of, you know,
yeah.
wings or whatever like that. It's like, God, this is so weird.
It is odd.
But that feels like, it feels a little retro. It feels a little funky and quirky.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a good kick out of that one. That always cracks me up. So
I was looking at that packaging over there.
Yeah. Of chicken stuff that we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we do a fair amount of chicken work, which is fun. So, anything else, anybody else that comes to any
I'm
other
just
notes?
Just trying to rack my brain and
yeah.
think I've kind of listed out all the ones I jotted down real quick.
Yeah, food seems to be a lot of the, you know, interesting, funky, weird little mascots, and I'm not quite sure why. But
I think we need to go back and do a little bit of a visual study and see. We'll post a couple of pictures of Kool-Aid over the years,
yeah.
and whatever else we can find that would be interesting to look at.
Totally.
And see. All right.
Cool.
Well, good enough. I think that's,
yeah, we'll wrap it up for today.
And thanks for tuning in. You can find us on the interwebs, of course, at mocktheagency.com and on the socials at mocktheagency. So drop us a line and we'll talk to you next time.